Hello, welcome to Oxcast. It's your weekly list of all of the things that are worth doing and seeing and across the upcoming week in Oxfordshire. My name's Alwyn Collinson.
I'm Anais Higgins.
And we're coming to you from dailyinfo.co.uk, your guide to the city of Oxford and life within it. Let's kick things off by talking about a competition.
Yes, we are doing a competition only on the podcast.
That's right, lucky listeners, you are the only ones who get a chance at this precious prize. Tell them about the prize, the good prize.
You can win two free tickets to Creation Theatre's Jekyll and Hyde, which is on every Tuesday to Saturday from now until the 13th of July.
It's bloody brilliant, by the way. I saw it this week. It's well worth a look. There's one guy doing all of Jekyll and Hyde. It's really, really impressive. It's also in the Norrington Room, which is downstairs from Blackwell's, and which I am being roundly mocked for having heard of before. Apparently, Blackwell's has a massive cavern under it, full of books. And tonight, oh well, not tonight only, but this month only, also full of gothic horror.
It's a good combination. Yeah. And you can win tickets to this by simply emailing us at oxcast@dailyinfo.co.uk.
That's at, like, the little symbol in the middle there.
Tell us your name, give us your number, and we will select at random a winner, get in touch, and hand you over some free tickets to a super show.
Remember, two free tickets. All you have to do is send us a simple email, oxcast@dailyinfo.co.uk, name and number. What could be easier?
Nothing.
Nothing, apart from perhaps transforming into a grisly model of your other self by imbibing potions.
That's quite difficult. That's quite advanced. Wouldn't manage that.
Yeah, no, none of that this week.
A different show that's on this week, which we don't have free tickets for, but there are tickets for, is Dancing at Lunasa, which is at the Oxford Playhouse from tonight until Saturday at 7:30.
Nice bit of Irish theatre.
It's Irish theatre. I am Irish, actually, I'll have you know.
Yeah, well, you'd never know it.
The play is by the Irish playwright, Brian Friel, who also...
I like the way that you're only going to be saying the word Irish.
That's the only word I can say in my Irish accent.
Oh, you missed it that time.
No, I did it subtly.
The listeners may not be able to pick up on the exact subtleties. Where is your family from, then, to claim
Westmeath.
Very, very nice.
No one's heard of it in Ireland. No. I don't think it's
outside Dublin,
exists. I think it's like a black hole of Ireland. Anyway, this play is actually set in Donegal, up in the north of the country, so it's got some super strong accents, which are delicious. It's by, like I said, Brian Friel, who wrote Translations and Philadelphia, Here I Come. There is two biggest ones, and he's hailed as the Irish Chekhov. He's basically one of the best known living Irish dramatists.
I think you should do Irish in the Irish accent, but you Chekhov in a Russian accent.
Irish Chekhov. No.
Yes! I think we should abort this before it becomes seriously politically incorrect. Anyway, we have another Irish staff member who's gone along to review it, haven't we?
We have. Orla has been along and she's going to come in and give us some of her impressions on Dancing in Lunasa.
So here's Orla Brown. Orla, did you like it?
Yeah, it was brilliant. It was such a good show. Well, it's actually a play I've seen before, but it was brilliant and it absolutely stood up to the production I saw at the Old Vic.
Wow, high praise indeed.
Yeah, no, it was brilliant and it's received great reviews across the board. Yeah, it's set in rural Ireland in 1936. It's sort of over 1 month around the festival of Lunasa, which is the Irish word for August anyway, so it's the harvest festival. Oh. But it's sort of framed in a flashback sequences from young Michael, the young child of his mother and four aunts that live in this house in rural Ireland. And it's about the Industrial Revolution finally catching up with, you know, the west of Ireland.
I think it's still happening in some places in Ireland, to be honest.
Yes, definitely, I can understand that. And and how their livelihoods are being challenged, and about reputation and religion and all these things.
Wow, that sounds a fairly wide net to be casting.
Yeah, it's such an interesting play, and it's so uplifting and things at times, but actually so heartbreaking as well. And you'll see them dancing around the table in the kitchen, and yet at the same time, you know the fate of what's happened to all of them. And
ooh.
So that was Orla, and Dancing at Lunasa is on at the Oxford Playhouse, 7:30 p.m. this evening, tomorrow evening, Friday evening and Saturday.
So that's from Wednesday the 18th of June, which is tonight. Anyway, moving on to tomorrow, in fact today as well, this week is Oxford Bike Week.
Pedalling on.
Yeah, I see what you did there. maybe stick with the accents for the comedy. It's Oxford's annual celebration of our favourite mode of transport, not just my favourite mode of transport, although it is, because I can't drive because I'm a child, but also Oxford's actual favourite mode of transport. It runs until Sunday, Bike Week that is, cycles until Sunday, with bike workshops, screenings of bicycle related films and and joining in rides to great locations around Oxford. So there are two really great ones on tomorrow night, that's Thursday. The first is a ride to beautiful Binsey to see Tolkien's grave, which is there, where he's buried alongside his wife. You know what their tombstone inscriptions read?
Here rests founder of Lord of the Rings.
Of Lord of the Rings? No, you'd think so, but no, it's just two words. On his is written Beren, and on hers is written Luthien. They being two characters, a male and female love pair, from his Silmarillion, his less popular and much more boring work. Thanks, yes, I can see that my years of geekery have paid off.
That's
with the ladies.
That's too much research, I think, yeah. For this level of
you can also see Binsey's treacle well on this ride, which I'm, since my other anecdote was so grandly received, you can go and look up the treacle well for yourselves. It's actually fairly interesting. Big deal in local mythology. Anyway, the Binsey ride sets off at 6 p.m. from Broad Street, Thursday night. More unusual tomorrow is the foraging ride. It starts at 5:45 from Pembroke Street, and that'll be a ride around Oxford's gentle river paths gathering food. These events are open to anyone. Just turn up with your bike.
And funnily enough, it's the week that the City Council launches the kind of Boris bikes in Headington.
I know, it's amazing,
isn't it? So you could always get on one of those and feel like you're taking part in National Bike Week.
Exactly, yeah. Go up to Headington, tell us how it works out. There are 30 cycles for you to hire. What else is on?
Well, on Thursday evening, there is a brand new film being screened at the Ultimate Picture Palace. It's by Adam Leon, who was once a production assistant to Woody Allen, the Woody Allen. He's written and directed his first film called Gimme the Loot. Gimme the Loot actually sounds like lots of fun. It's about a pair of American graffiti artists in New York who need to find £500 to get back at their rivals. And the film...
Sorry, they need to find £500 in New York.
Oh, dollars.
your localisation is going down
so
well.
I'm so useless. £5 and dollar. The film follows their lives through 2 days, tagging, smoking, flirting, robbing and being robbed. Those are the activities that take part in.
One of those fun heist
and drug dealing.
Gotta have a bit of drug dealing.
Gotta have a bit of drug dealing in the Bronx. It's being reviewed as energetic and a slice of life comedy, and soundtracked not as might be expected by modern day hip hop, but the soundtrack's full of mostly old school soul, gospel and blues music.
Sounds fun. So that
sounds pretty good.
That's tomorrow night then?
Yeah, light-hearted, mischievous, superbly acted, definitely the film to see this week, and it's at the Ultimate Picture Palace Cinema at 9:15 on Thursday 20th of June.
Sounds good. Well, speaking of superbly acted, we have a real star trekking into Oxford.
Here we go.
This week. Yeah.
Keep it up.
he's not an ex-actor, although he is a man. Nor is he an ex-man. He's Sir Patrick Stewart! It's an increasingly torturous pun, but it's Sir Patrick Stewart. It's real. He'll be doing a Q&A at the Oxford Playhouse on Friday night. He's the star, of course, of Star Trek and X-Men, and less importantly, also, you know, Olivier Award-winning Shakespearean actor, been in the RSC for 18 years.
Done it all,
that's yeah.
That's you.
So I'm sure that's the way he likes to be referred to by his friends and confidants. Anyway, Patrick Stewart, or Pat Stew, as we know him, will be talking about his acting career and his charity work with Amnesty International and Refuge. He's very big into protecting people from domestic violence, and is also keen to answer any questions the audiences might want to hear about. To quiz the big PS, head to the Oxford Playhouse at 5 p.m. on Friday.
Also on Friday, if you don't get in to see Patty Stew, there is a incredible poet and battle rapper called Mark Grist coming to Kidlington.
I'm sorry, battle rapper?
Battle rapper. You know, when they gather and two people have like 30 seconds each to rap at each other, and the audience kind of jeer and boo and laugh. And it's all like about their engagement. It's really awesome. You should look it up on YouTube. So Mark Grist will be at the Tourist Training Exercise Studio, a good place, I think, for a battle rapper. He's headlining an open mic poetry and rap evening. Grist is actually not maybe what you'd expect from a battle rapper. He used to be an English teacher who used rap to teach poetic techniques to his students.
Really?
Yes.
Oh,
and then
wow.
He got so into the scene that he has now toured. He's part of a double act called The Dead Poets, and he's also performed solo and gone to Edinburgh Festival with his work. And he just sounds incredible. He also runs creative writing workshops and teacher training in Peterborough, where he's poet laureate, and that's when he's not performing.
He's Peterborough's poet laureate. Wow. I wouldn't have thought Peterborough needed or perhaps deserved.
I think they might not have, but then he came along and they were like, he's probably the man for the job. He rose to spoken word fame after a battle, which is on YouTube, which is the one I recommend you watch. And you can watch that to get a flavour for his style. He's totally not what you'd expect. So it's a lovely kind of clash of cultures, but he's excellent. And it's just the kind of thing that I think would make me want to go to Kidlington. This Friday, 8:30 p.m. at the Tourist Training Studio, there is a lot happening.
You heard it here first, folks. Okay, well, if you'd prefer some acting rather than rapping or speaking on Friday night, we have a piece of music theatre for you. Whispering Road is a Scandinavian fairy tale for all ages. It's told through a mix of storytelling, song and music from a bunch of traditional Swedish instruments, which includes an absolutely unpronounceable keyed fiddle and a cow horn.
Cawhorn,
they call it. Yes, cawhorn.
The fiddle looks so bizarre.
Yeah, I've no idea how you even begin to play it, let alone, you know, make music from it. But yeah, I do like, incidentally, the idea that in Swedish, cawhorn is just cawhorn, which brings up the rather interesting idea that in Swedish, Swedish is just English, but pronounced in a kind of comedy accent, which meant you could speak it, of course. anyway, it's at Oxford's brilliant, recently opened Story Museum. Great, great, great venue. Not quite fully opened yet. They're sort of building it up.
It's nice. They're doing lots of little bits to kind of build up interest and build up footfall. And
absolutely, yeah. They're apparently putting together a treasury of tales, a sort of selection of stories. So maybe this is going to be one of them. But anyway, you head along to that at Friday, 7:30 p.m.
If you want to hear more about the events we've spoken about so far, or any other event which might be happening in Oxford, then do look on our website, dailyinfo.co.uk.
You can also look there for other things, of course, if you want to, for example, find a job, find a house, find a date, or sell your stuff, depending on which particular stage of your midlife breakdown you have to be going through. Then you can look there, dailyinfo.co.uk. Just look under all the jobs and accommodation and things.
Moving on to events this weekend, at the Cornerstone Arts Centre in Didcot, there's a new show by Vamos Theatre called Finding Joy. Vamos Theatre.
Vamos.
Vamos. I'm enjoying saying that word.
If you keep the accents up, I'm going to have to pull out my truly dreadful Sean Connery, and he will not be.
Maybe
best
I'm doing all of this just to lead up to that breakdown moment where we can finally treat listeners to the Sean Connery.
I think you're building it up too much now. Anyway, tell me about Vamos Theatre. Tell me about
Theatre.
Finding Joy.
They are England's leading masque theatre company, and Finding Joy tells a touching story of Joy and her up to no good grandson Danny. So Joy is losing her memory, and Danny becomes her carer. Mm-hmm. They're a very playful pair of characters, and the piece sees their relationship develop as they kind of help one another in their different ways. Mm-hmm. It sounds properly teary from everything I've read about it.
I was going to say, there's nothing funnier than old people losing their memories.
I know, makes me very emotional just thinking about it, but it's apparently really funny too. And because it's done in this full mask way, the actors don't speak in the piece at all, so there's music and it's all told through mime and kind of subtle movements of the head kind of can just change completely the expression of the mask.
It is amazing how much character and expression you can get into actors who never speak and whose faces you can't even see. It's just
really
incredible.
Very skilled, very particular. Mm-hmm. And the reviews have been amazing. And again, not just sad, it is dealing with dementia and kind of heavy issues, but it's also just really touching and really fun. And it's only in Didcot for one night only. So Saturday at 7:30, don't miss.
I feel that my next thing is a bit trivial now that we're dealing with serious issues, but if you want to spend some time in the great outdoors this weekend, you could head to the Blenheim Palace Flower Show. Although I suppose that in itself is kind of a celebration of things which are naturally ephemeral and will fade and die.
You're so poetic, Alwyn.
Thank you, yeah. I've practiced to become like this. This kind of line of bullshit doesn't just spring out overnight, you know. Anyway, it's a brand new event, the Blenheim Palace Flower Show.
Is it?
Yeah, they've never done this before.
You'd think they'd have been on this ages ago.
I know, but that's the thing. They've finally seen the gap in the market. But it's going to be a 3-day display of flowers and gardens, and if you like it, then if you go along, then presumably they'll have another one next year. And if nobody goes, it will wither and die. But it's on in Blenheim's beautiful grounds. I'm very cheery today, aren't I?
Blenheim is the new Chelsea.
I know.
Don't go to Chelsea Flower Show.
Go to Blenheim.
Just go down the road. Go to Woodstock.
Exactly. It's a nice place anyway, to be honest. Very pretty, scenic. There will be over 150 displays, gardening Q&As from Radio 1's Christine Walkden, and a Friday talk by celebrity chef Christine Novelli.
Is she cooking flowers?
She is cooking perfect barbecue food.
Okay, so, the outdoor theme rather than the flower theme on that one.
Exactly. Although actually I suppose that really...
I think there should be a potpourri making class.
Exactly, I was going to say...
The dead, once it's dead, we can still find use
exactly.
for it.
Exactly, a rose hip salad or nettle soup, you know, there's all sorts of things.
Yeah, teas.
Exactly. Anyway, listen to us, Blenheim. Bring us along. Next year, get us in. We'll show you a thing or two. Anyway, the barbecue course will be on Friday, and the rest of it will be on Friday, Saturday and Sunday, 10 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. And I think you know where it is.
Yes. Well, after the weekend, start the week with a few laughs. Oxford has a lot of open mic nights and quiz nights, but not very many gig nights for comedy, other than kind of outside of the Glee Club, which is only comedy, really. But the Mild Friends Comedy Club has actually been going for a couple of years now, founded by Oxford Comics, and they meet once a month at the Library Pub on Calley Road. This is their last night before the summer, when the comics are, of course, all going to flock to Edinburgh.
Oh, we're bringing the Edinburgh preview shows, yeah.
So there are four acts who are all quite up and coming. They've won various awards. They're from various parts of the UK and I think Canada as well. And so before they go and make it big in Scotland, it's worth catching them here. Otherwise, next time you know, they'll just be on a TV panel talking about that time they were in the Library Pub and they got heckled and you weren't there.
Exactly. You could have been that heckler who they humiliated. Think what you'll be missing out on. Absolutely serious. Oxford is a really good stop on the circuit for up-and-coming comics. I remember seeing in about 2009, 10, Sarah Millican... at the Cellar, which is a lovely, but I think even its proponents would agree, dingy venue. There was an audience of maybe like 50 people. We were right up the front. She made fun of my friend quite a lot. And she was brilliant. Yeah. And
my friend saw Reginald D. Hunter in like 2008 there as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, that's the thing. And then they do make it big, and next time they're at the New Theatre, and you have to pay 50 quid for a seat right at the back. So there we go. Go and see them now.
To the Mild Friends Comedy Club, 8 p.m. on Monday, 24th of June.
Well, it's a bit awkward you having said that there's very little comedy, because the...
It's a bit awkward you having said the Cellar's really dingy.
Yeah, because there is actually a comedy show at the Cellar.
Yes, but I'm talking about kind of a local gig night. This is big.
This is the free beer show, which is amazing. I'm so glad that it's returning. It's been kind of on and off for the last few years. But it's really good. It's at the Cellar next week. It's on the Tuesday, and it's a great chance to see a couple of amazing stand-up acts in a very intimate venue. I'm going to go for intimate rather than dingy now.
I like dingy. Dingy's the best.
In all seriousness, the Cellar is a really nice place. You get really up close. It is small, but charming. Rather like you.
I'm not small or charming.
There we go, you see. And I try a compliment, dashed away. Stick to insults. Nice hair, by the way.
I'll take that.
Yeah. in the spirit in which it was intended. This week, it's British curmudgeon Richard Herring, great favourite, and American surrealist Will Franken. And they are, of course, both trying out new material in a warm-up for the Edinburgh Fringe. So... go and see. They will be the new cutting edge of their comedy before it's blunted by a month of tiring performances in tiny, overheated Scottish venues. But as you might guess from the name...
Worse than the Cellar.
Well, yeah, the Cellar would be like a grade A venue. I actually saw John Bishop before he made it big in...
With the teeth.
With the teeth, yes, and his big cheeky smile. I saw him in what could best be described as Portaloo in Edinburgh. It was a half-empty Portaloo as well, and I had a spare ticket, which I tried to give away to a man slouching around like around the venue just before it started, going, "I've got a spare ticket, mate. Do you want to go and see a comedy show?" And he looked at the ticket and went, "Nah, I'm performing. I just tried to give John Bishop his own ticket."
Oh no!
Yes, genuinely.
Oh, I know. God, that's embarrassing.
Well, for him and for me, but I have a thicker skin. Anyway, go see Will Franken, Richard Herring. They will be on at the free beer show. Oh, by the way, as the name suggests, you do indeed get a free beer or similar libation. Absolutely free, just for buying a ticket, which includes the cost of the beer. Anyway, that's been Daily Info's week, what we suggest, command you to do. If you want to hear more about any of these things, of course, do log on to www.dailyinfo.co.uk, where you can find listings of all the events that we just mentioned.
You can also connect with us on social media. Mm-hmm. We're on Twitter at Daily Info Oxford, and we're on Facebook, search Daily Info Oxford. We have a fan page, and you can also friend us.
Yes, and we will accept your friend request. So
we accept everyone.
Don't say that. It's an exclusive thing, a special offer for listeners of the podcast.
No, the special offer is the competition.
Which you can enter by just emailing octcast@dailyinfo.co.uk with your name and a number, just to get your number, not anyone's number, just to make that clear, to get a pair of free tickets to...
Creation Theatre's Jekyll and Hyde at Blackwell's Bookshop.
One of the best shows in Oxford. Anyway, good night.
Did you just say good night?
I think I did. I'm sorry. Goodbye.